Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, it's Autumn Rain with Beyond the Record, and today I'm here with the ladies of Clover. So how are you doing today, ladies?
Great.
So I want to start off just by having you guys individually introducing yourselves.
Well, I'm Anaja.
I'm Talia.
And I'm Ayani.
And we are Clover.
Yes. So like I said off camera, I'm just super excited to talk to you guys. I love their new single Solo, which is out right now on all streaming platforms. And let's just get into maybe you guys telling me a little bit about yourselves individually and how you got your start in music.
Well, growing up, I had my first exposure to music in elementary school. I was a part of choir at church, you know, grandma pushed that. Mm. And going into high school, I was a part of a performing arts program. So I did that all 4 years, which was very like musical theater based. So that's where a lot of my early start with music came from. And then college, I took a break for a little bit, but you know, I always loved singing. So it's always been something that I enjoy doing.
Love that.
For myself, I would definitely say my knowledge, of course you always say, oh, I've been singing since I was little. Mm-hmm. My knowledge for sure really kicked in around the age of 13. I actually got into a theater program back in my hometown in Indianapolis, Indiana, and that's kind of where it all sparked. We were singing, dancing, and acting all at the same time, always, and so I built that up, and then I moved here to Atlanta, Georgia, right before high school. I got into chorus, I got into dance, as well as still doing some acting on the side. I picked up personal singing classes as well, and then I went off to college, and I joined theater, and theater is my major. And so my concentration was performance, and we did a lot of musical theater as well. So it was kind of continuous for me. It hasn't stopped. I was also a part of choir in college. And so I've been doing it consistently since 13, for sure. So,
wow, nice.
And as for me, I've been in choir singing, church singing since like elementary school, middle school, high school. I was also part of like the honors chorus. So I was in two choruses when I was in my senior year of high school. And then I was in chorus in college as well, but took a break from that and then started it back up when we all got together.
Cool. That's really nice. I remember like being in chorus, I think it was like fifth grade or something. And I definitely, like, I did my little bit, and I had to get out of that because I could not say, they were just being very kind. I love that you guys have such a strong, like, sense of purpose when it comes to music. You guys knew what you guys wanted from the beginning, so I love to see that, and you guys are just, you know, living in your purpose right now, so that's so dope. So how did Clover come about? Like, how did you guys all band together?
Clover originally started with me. So I had auditioned for another girl group in Atlanta, Georgia, but they were looking for a fourth member and I felt like they were better as a trio. And at the time, me and Mayani were friends for about a year at that point. And I just naturally was confiding in my friend about, oh, I really wanted to do this thing. And she was just like, well, why don't you start your own? And I was like, you know, you're right. Like, I have free will. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So of course, she was like, well, I'll be in it. And at the time, I've never heard Mayani sing, so I made Mayani sing because I can't just accept you because you're my friend. Of course, she sounds amazing. And so we started the group off together, and then we figured out that we wanted a third member. And we were like, okay, we know exactly what we want. Let's put out an audition. And then we did on Instagram, and Anaja seen the post and she auditioned.
Oh, that's really dope. That's really, really cool. And that's great that kind of like, you know, your first thought of like joining that other group, and then, you know, you even creating your own purpose to your own foundation to have your own thing, I think is really great because sometimes it just doesn't work out, especially like in because sometimes it just doesn't work out, especially like in media. I can definitely say branching out into your own thing, sometimes you get better results, and you guys are doing it well right now, so
Thank you.
you're welcome. So how did Clover the name get chosen? So that was it always Clover, or how did that all come about?
Yeah, so basically, in the beginning, we had a filler name. We had no idea what we wanted to go with. Nothing was coming to our minds that was popping up. So one day, during our many days of research, I just looked up, since I knew we wanted three members, I looked up what comes in threes on Google. And so going down the list, I read Clover and I was like, so I told Talia, I said, Clover? Because we wanted to also sound like an entity as well. So Clover and what Clover represents, a three-leaf clover, is faith, hope, and love. So we also feel that would go great with our brand. So then Talia suggested to turn the E into the three for the three members in the group.
That's cool. Okay. I like something has a nice little cute backstory, has meaning, has depth. Like, okay. All right. I like that. So since you guys are a girls group, what are some of your favorite iconic girls groups of all times? I stalk you guys on Instagram, so I know you guys got a couple in there. Some of them are my faves too. So let me know who you guys love the most as well.
Where's Destiny's Child?
My favorite.
Right. I would also say SWV. Love them. I'll say TLC. We'll put them in there.
Yes.
Right. Those are our big three. Yeah.
Yes, no, they're amazing. I think just and I love the like the emergence of like girls groups now too. Like I think just having everything come back to like the foundation, the beginning of, you know, having that unity together. So what is one special thing or your favorite thing about being in a girls group?
Question. I say me personally, I like it brings out my creative side because I really work kind of corporate, like my 9 to 5 is corporate. So this brings my creative side out and it's like fulfilling. I would say there's power in a trio. Like there's something like all of our energies together and kind of how we mesh together, it all makes sense. And so when people approach us, when people see us, people are drawn to us. And I think, yes, as individuals, that's great, but as a girl group, like people sense something when we walk in the room. And so I think that's my favorite thing about being a girl.
Yeah, I would say my favorite thing is just having other people to go through experiences with. Like, you're never alone. Like, you know, when you're feeling a certain way about something, we've built like this system where we're able to communicate effectively. And, you know, that's super important because when you're in a group, you want to make sure that everybody can be on the same page. So I'm glad we foster that environment with each other.
Yes. Especially the effective like communication, because when you guys have those like disagreements, or just not even like it's disagreement doesn't always have to be negative. Just be like, oh, like I thought that maybe we should do that there. Maybe we should switch who should sing this first. You know, like it's just little things that, you know, encompass like what you guys are doing together. And I think if you do it just respectfully, obviously, as you guys seem to be doing, that's so important. And I get that power, being able to have that creative outlet, all of those are super, super important, you know, as creatives and, you know, just like everyday people, you know, just to have those different entities. So cool. So let's start talking about solo though, okay? Because when I tell you, when I first pressed play on this song. I was like, oh, this is a bop, this is a bop, this is a bop. I can tell from your vibe, you're just cool girls. I can just tell it. Like, you know, three baddies in Atlanta, like, I can just see everything. So I knew that this song was going to be a bop. So can you tell me a little bit about what inspired this song?
I would say we definitely wanted a straight summer jam. That first of all, we wanted something upbeat. You know, we want to do R&B, of course, so we wanted to start with our debut single as an upbeat R&B single. So on the job, we'll definitely say we're each other's inspiration behind this song because we knew exactly what we wanted. It was kind of like just bouncing off of each other's energy. And you know, some of the lyrics in the song are things we kind of just made up in the moment, but some of it is personal experience between us. So that for sure, we are the inspiration of the song because we knew exactly what we wanted going into it. So yeah.
Cool. What are some songs? I'm assuming that you guys maybe have some things in the vault, maybe like other songs that you guys have stowed away. Do you think, does it go with this theme of like kind of like outside, like high energy, or is it some ballads and harmonies as well and more songs that you guys have?
So this is our first song ever that we made. So it is our first song ever that original song, I'll be more clear, that we ever have made. And so our desire of figuring out what our sound is, like what Clover is kind of starting right now. For sure. And so unfortunately, there are no songs in the vault. There are beats though. There are beats in the vault. But there are no other songs right now. But of course, we're working on preparing for our next song and having another song drop. So, but right now it's all fresh, it's all new, it's all figuring out what is Clover Sound. So,
Okay, I like that. That's nice. And I feel like, do you guys find inspiration from kind of like the previous girls groups that you made? Is that something where you said that you would want to align with Clover?
for
For sure.
sure, yeah, for sure.
All three yeses. I love that. Back to solo for a bit too. I have another question for you guys. So, what was kind of like the production and the recording process in creating solo?
So the production process, whenever we tell this story, people always kind of like don't believe it. But so when we got the beat, we had it for some time and we were just trying to really get our thoughts together and figure out, okay, what do we want this song to embody? What do we want people to feel when they hear this? So the day came and we all got together and I had already wrote a few like key pieces to kind of like give a central idea to it. And then we all sat down and we just started putting our brains together. We had some help from our producer, and within like 5 hours, we finished the entire song. We were finished. And just hearing it back all together for the first time, it was so surreal. And that was my favorite moment about everything we've done so far.
Oh wow. Oh my God. I love that. Yes, I think sometimes you just know. You just know. You get that like gut feeling. We have that feeling, that intuition, you know, especially as women, like we know that feeling. Something's not right when something's really good. So I'm glad that you guys just followed your gut and, you know, are now gonna be. People want more though. I'm just gonna tell you because I was like, as soon as I heard this song, I was like, I want more, I want more, I want more. So that's definitely something. Do you guys have, what would you say would be your ideal timeline for creating maybe your first project?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is a
Yeah,
good
that's a good
question.
question. Things take time. I'm not
Yeah.
sure. You know, it took a year and a half to get here.
Yeah.
So that's so hard to put a timeline on that.
Yeah, because where we really are trying to just be in the moment and really
Yeah.
take it all in. Like, this is our baby. This is something that, like she said, it took a year for this to come together.
Yeah.
So we're trying to be in the moment, but we also understand, you know, people are gonna, you know, want to know what's next. So
Yeah, right.
we're figuring
Yeah, basically,
it
yeah.
out. That's honestly a good enough answer because I think when I think as fans, we just want more. Like, fans always want more, you know? Like, it's almost to a point where even I'm just like, all right, let me chill for a second. 'Cause I'm just like, how many times am I gonna ask Beyoncé about act three, you know? I know she has it already done or whatever, but I know how many times are we just gonna like keep bugging these artists? But I think that's the beauty in you guys, that you guys are able to have that effective communication to be able to like, hey, like maybe we should wait on this one. You guys don't think that anyone's like, everyone wants the best for everyone in the group. It seems like very, very good vibes I'm sensing from all three of you. So it just, you guys seem like a good time. Okay, so before we move on to most likely to a fun little game we're going to end the episode with, I want to know, where can we follow you to keep up with your new releases?
You can follow us on Instagram at CLOV3RIN3. That's Clover in three. That's all of our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
Cool. And guys, I have a really, really fun Instagram. I have to check you guys out on the other social media platforms. They are always posting good content with them together, doing different covers of really cool songs. So definitely you have to check them out. So on to our little fun game we're gonna play. Most likely to. So I'm gonna ask a question and each girl is gonna say, or maybe you guys can agree on who's most likely to do this thing.
Okay.
All right. So who is most likely to move abroad?
Move abroad? Not me. Yeah, me. Yeah. For sure. I love to travel. Yeah.
All right. Yes, me too. Me too. Most likely to sleep in late and miss rehearsal.
Sleep in late?
No.
Nah, it's not me.
Maybe
But I'm not,
just
yeah.
sleep in late then, if
But
that's
sleep in late. Just sleep
sleep
in
in late.
late. Now listen. Now hold on, sister.
But the thing is, I slept over my alarm today.
Okay, going
Yeah.
sale, but too late. We've already
It's
talked.
okay, you'll get another one. Cry during a sad movie.
For sure. Yes.
Listen, it's cancer season. Okay, I'm gonna
Oh yeah, that's young from cancers. Oh, what are your signs? I didn't ask.
Sagittarius. I'm an Aries.
Nice. I'm an Aries too. No, I love that. I have like so many Sag and Cancer friends too. My sister's a Cancer, so and my dad's a Sag, so I'm with y'all too. text their ex after promising not to. All right.
I'm not trying to call her out, but you know.
Girl, we've all done it. We've all done it. There's no judgment here. Get too drunk at the pregame.
Too
Mm-hmm.
it's not looking good for you. It's not the pre, not
Yeah.
the pregame. But like, if
All
we're
right,
too
no,
drunk,
but
okay.
you
If I'm a
know, like,
lightweight, so okay.
yeah.
We usually.
Gosh.
Who's most likely to ask for advice but not use it?
No, please. It's not looking good for her.
Okay. Not date someone because of their zodiac sign. I can tell
I do have a thing against Geminis, so okay.
Okay. No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
It's
Not know who they're texting because they don't save numbers.
not you. Me first,
And lastly, who's most likely to go on Love Island?
Yes. This was your most likely to.
Yes.
This was
Wow.
your most likely.
Wow.
Congratulations.
My God, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. That's all good. But I am just so happy to get to know you guys and see what the future unfolds for me, each and every one of you and this group. And I'm just like so excited. And I thank you guys for speaking with me today.
Thank you
Awesome.
so much for having us.
Thank you.